Hi, my name is Ozzy Durock. I have been in and around the real estate umbrella for some 40 years. I've run some of the largest corporations in Canada, all in the real estate world. I've built, I've sold condos. I've been eating, sleeping, and breathing real estate. Currently, I write a newsletter at OzBuzz, OzBuzz.ca, to some 27,000 subscribers. And today, I want to talk to you about numbers. And what I want to share with you is that there has been a major crash that everybody talks about is coming. Actually, it has already happened. Now, I'm not trying to be a fear monger trying to scare anybody to death, but I just want to share with you some numbers that you can't really not talk about. The fact is that we've had a marked crash in the city of Vancouver and in the Fraser Valley for the last few years. And here is why. Now, I'm going to come back to that slide in a minute. But before I get there, there is, and it's not clickbait, it's simply I want to show you what are the highs that we achieved in Vancouver in terms of prices and sales and in the Fraser Valley. And the reason why I think that's important is that we get sort of an idea of what has happened in the marketplace. Now, people saying, well, this is not really a right thing. You're comparing March 2022 to January 2025. But you've got to be able to spell out the high and the low. So the March 2022, we had 1,300 detached homes and 2,300 condos sold. In January this year, we had 383 detached homes and 849 condos sold. At the same time, the price on Vancouver for the single family home was $2,300,000 in February 22. And this January, it's $2,095,000. Although in June, we had actually met the $2.3 million range June last year. So in the last 6-7 months, we dropped about 10%. The Vancouver condo market was 846. Now in price, and now it's around 808. And when you go to the Fraser Valley, the absolute high was March 2022, where 1,000 houses were sold. In January this year, it's 274. In the condo sector, was 802 versus 262. And the most important number is the Fraser Valley single-family home was 1,931,000 in March 2022. And that's what prompted me to put the high is in place, right in my top in my newsletter. And we debated that for the next 4 months. And in fact, that high went down to 1,350,000 by December 2022. And it was anemic 2023. And we just sort of clawed our way back to 1.5 million in January. Whereas the condos were about 609,000 and now they're 530. So that just give you an idea for that. The other numbers that I want to share with you is that the fact is in December, yes, we sold 383 condos in December 2024, and that was better than December 2023, but 2023 was a lousy year. In 2021, we sold 750. In 2020, we sold 1,032. Now you add to that that our listings for new listings active listings are up 40% and 48% respectively. So let's take a brief look at the five-year slot, January 25, 24, 23, 2020, and 2021. And you can see that our sales of $383 in January 2025 were $750 in January 2021 and $626 in January 2022. The sales price went from $2,295,000 from about $1,800,000. So actually, sale prices have done reasonably well hanging in there. The active listings, as I mentioned, are up 21% over last year, 40% over the new listings over last year. And in the condo area, the sales are about even. The same as single family homes, that's in Vancouver, but active listings are up 28%, new listings are up 48%. And when you take a look at the new listings down below and in the condo area, we are now at 2,893. That is the highest number of listings we've had in the last 5 years, 4 months of January. And this is supposed to be, when you look at the news media telling us that things are actually quite rosy. Well, they're not rosy. We go over to the Fraser Valley, and you can see that sales are down 21% in the single-family home area. That's even though Vancouver was about even in that area. Fraser Valley is quite a steep drop. But that's only compared to last year, 345 and 274 this year. But in January 2020, it was 746, and 21 was 522, so we are 50% below that. The average price is better than it was in January 2022, and the active listings that we now have at 3,015 are the highest we've had in the last 5 years, and the new listings are the highest we've had in the last 5 years. And that's the same in the condo area, where active listings are up a whopping 47%, and new listings are up 56%, and all of these numbers are the highest they've been in the last 5 years. So there we go. So why? What am I calling a crash? Well, if you just compare the number of December 31, 2020 to December 31, 22, and 2020 to 2021, I compare the full year all the time. So you, in any one of my newsletters, they're online, you know, after you put in your email, you get it right away. If you don't put in your email, we still put them up, but it'll be 2 weeks later. So you can check any numbers I'm telling you, just go to our website, ausbuzz.ca. So for the calendar year, we had 14,161 single-family home sale in ending 2021. In 2024, we ended with 7,562. By every measure, that's a crash of 50% in sales in the single-family area, and we crashed from 21,700 sales in condo to 13,500 again by the end. If we looked at, remember, that's the whole year. I know I always get people get confused. Yeah, but you said the December number. Yeah, the December is December's number. This is a joint number for the year, running total, if you will. And if you can take a look, the sale, the prices were actually for Vancouver actually went up from 2020 to 2021. And we're going to come back to that. If you look at the Fraser Valley, very interestingly, there we had a 11,900 single family homes sold. I'm trying to play around with my picture here. 11,000 sold in 2021 and 5,477 this year. Again, that's a 50% decline. Condos went from 7,300 to 4,400. And the average price in the Fraser Valley actually was almost $1.5 million 5 years ago, and it's $1.5 million now, with give or take $50,000. And condos went from 49 to 558. So the prices actually in the Fraser Valley on average were reasonable. So when you take a look at, there was a dramatic crash in sales, and it's continuing. It doesn't matter what you compare. You can compare the last 5 years on a monthly basis. You can compare the all of those wonderful things. Well, so the big thing is the listings are up much higher, but not as high as Toronto, where Toronto has a 70% in the active listing. That's really the number you have to look at. Actives are the listings. That everything that's still for sale, whether it was 3 months for sale or 2 months or last month, everything that's for sale is active. That includes the new listing. So the point is, when that is a large increase, at the same time sales are dropping, that only has one outcome. Prices will follow. In our next video, we're going to study what our forecast is going to be. And join us at AusBuzz. Again, it's free. Join us, 26,000 other people at ausbuzz.ca. We have free podcast at ausbuzz.ca as well. Same website, just a different button. Click on AusCast, and you can listen to our interviews with some of the leaders in British Columbia and across the country. And AusCasts, if you don't like to listen to them at AusBuzz, you can listen to us at Shopify, Apple, Amazon, Pocket Cast, etc. And if you are in British Columbia, join the BCRED, British Columbia Real Estate Directory. It's free. And we got almost 1,000 companies all in and around the real estate umbrella. Have a great day.